All right, so in our mission, continuing mission, to beat the NMLS test, one of the other areas, one of many, that you should be aware of, that you should be focused on, and again, an area that I get questioned about a lot, is the accuracy of the loan estimate, those tolerances. And in this specific case, when can I revise a loan estimate? Right? Remember, the idea is that the loan estimate is really meant to be the price tag on the loan. And the significance here is that a consumer is determining whether they'll use lender A, lender B, lender C, in large part based on the price tag of working with that lender. In other words, what are you going to charge me to get my loan? Right? So this disclosure, this loan estimate, the price tag on the deal, which generally attracts people initially to consider which lender they'll use, the price tag on the deal should be accurate. Okay? So there are guidelines by which that accuracy is measured. We'll talk about the three buckets of fees and what types of fees may jump into those buckets in another episode. But in this case, it's what happens if you need to revise a loan estimate. You've disclosed it and found out later that it was a little bit inaccurate. So there are a handful of occasions where you can actually revise and redisclose. The number one rule here is when you learn of a quote-unquote changed circumstance that would warrant and that legitimately brings about a revised loan estimate, when you learn of the changed circumstance, you've got to redisclose within 3 business days of the change, of discovering that change. Not only within 3 business days of discovering the change, but at least 4 business days prior to closing. And the 4 business day thing is a little bit confusing for some. And what I wanted to make sure we do here, just to make it clear, is that you pin the fact that the 4 business days prior to closing is really, it's really more related to the closing disclosure. And here's what I mean. The closing disclosure must be in the borrower's hands at least 3 business days prior to closing. So the fact that a revised loan estimate has to be in the borrower's hands 4 business days prior just means this: it cannot be delivered on the same day as the closing disclosure. The revised loan estimate must be a separate document, a separate delivery, at least the day before the closing disclosure. That means at least 4 business days prior to closing. That's where that number comes from. All right, so within 3 business days of discovering the need for a change and at least 4 business days prior to closing. Now, what are those acceptable changed circumstances? Well, first and foremost, guys, that phrase changed circumstances just means something outside of the lender's or the loan originator's control. Something that the loan originator didn't know, couldn't have known, shouldn't have known. Something they had no control over. Under ordinary circumstances, as a loan originator, we're asking good quality pointed questions during a loan application interview, and we're collecting accurate and complete information. But sometimes the borrower doesn't have all the information. It's not so much that they're lying to us as much as it is maybe we didn't see the full picture. So if there are changed circumstances that affect settlement charges, that's number one. Changed circumstances that affect settlement charges, because maybe we had inaccurate information. Maybe somebody told us they made $60,000 a year and it turns out it was $56,000. Doesn't seem like that much, but it may affect the debt to income ratio, right? Which may then put us in a different program that we've got to apply for. What if there's new information? What if we determine that a borrower that we've run all of the information for also is obligated to pay like child support or alimony. And we've got to consider that against their debts after we learned a few days beyond when we originally disclosed an LE. Right? This is new information that's come to light. What if it's an extraordinary or unexpected event? They say, you know, acts of God or things that, we can't control. You know, in situations maybe where there's a pandemic. Maybe where there's a flood. Maybe there where you know, the simplest example is when there's a service provider in the middle of a transaction that goes out of business. And we've got to start over and re-disclose fees for the new service provider. Those are things that might affect settlement charges, again, that are out of our control that would warrant delivery of a new disclosure, a new LE. Part of this also is changed circumstances affecting eligibility. Again, new information, inaccurate information may lead to exactly this. Eligibility changes. Right? What about revisions requested by consumers? This is the third of the identified reasons considered valid for a revised LE. What if the consumer says, you know what? I think we'd rather do a 15-year loan instead of a 30, but you've already disclosed the 30. It's certainly not the same loan. You've got to redisclose the new terms. What about the expiration of an offer? Right, for many of you, you're familiar with the fact that the initial loan estimate, really there's a 10-day window that the borrower has to state their intent to proceed. In other words, to tell us that they want to work with us. Right? Oftentimes when we give an LE, we give a loan estimate to a consumer, that's our sales pitch, right? The borrower's not committed to us in many cases when we provide them the LE. So this isn't an open-end offer. They can't come back to us 6 months from now and say, yes, I'd like to move forward at this point under the terms you've disclosed. The TRID rule says once it's disclosed, a borrower has a 10-day window, really a shopping period, honestly. I call it the good until date. You go to a Best Buy with the weekly shopper and you want to buy the television at the sale price. If you wait too long, you go and try to buy the television at the sale price. They say, we're sorry, that offer expired. It's the same thing with a loan estimate. There's a good until date printed right on the loan estimate, that 10-day window. That gives plenty of time for the borrower to shop around, look at a couple of other offers from different lenders, and if they want to proceed with you, then they can come back to you, and we've got to honor it. But if they come back to you 14, 30, you know, not every borrower moves ahead right away. And the TRID rule says, listen, if they call us back 3 weeks later, we have the right to say, yeah, we'd love to work with you too, but we've got to redisclose the terms because the market's changed. And then what if you've got new construction? What if you've got delays involved in new construction? Again, from the loan originator standpoint, we don't have any control over the weather or, you know, subcontractor delays, trades delays at a contracting site or at a construction site. So the TRID rule says if there's unreasonable expectation that delays may occur beyond 60 days after providing the first LE, the initial LE, we can revise that disclosure as long as we've made them aware ahead of time that it's likely, that it's possible that construction delays would lead to a revised LE. Again, the idea behind any of this is that when we give an LE in the first place, the price tag, the LE, is an estimated price tag of what it'll cost to work with that lender, it should be accurate to within the confines of the three buckets of fees that I alluded to a little before. And it's important when you're preparing to beat the NMLS test that you're aware of these instances when an LE can be revised and within what time frame. And the fact that these revisions are really related to the accuracy tolerances for those three buckets of fees. Again, we'll talk more about the three buckets of fees in another episode. So I hope you found this helpful, guys. If you're looking for more information about how to beat the NMLS test, then you can go to beatthenmlstest.com for additional tips and tricks in preparing for your exam. Thanks for listening in. We'll see you soon.